السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد وقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم انما الصبر عند صدمه الاولى وقال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذا حزبه امر فزع الى الصلاه او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم صدق رسوله النبي الكريم respected brothers and sisters in islam our life in this world is full of tests, trials and tribulations. All the people, including Anbiya alayhi salam, went through with hardships, tests and trials. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created death and the life to test you. Who is among you is best in doing good actions and amal. So, in this world, there will be a test. Sometimes in your health, sometimes in your wealth, sometimes in your relatives, and sometimes in other way. What is the criteria, what is the example, what is the, the way out and how we should react in this time of trial and tribulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين اذا اصابتهم مصيبه قالوا انا لله وانا اليه راجعون اولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمه واولئك هم المهتدون Verily we are going to test you people بشيء من الخوف little bit not the whole lot of the fear we cannot take it we are so weak so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take little bit test of the fear He will create a circumstances around us that we will be caught in the khawf, in the fear. Waljur, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests with the hunger, how we react and how we expose or display ourselves in the time of hunger. Sometimes wanaksim min al-amwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us taking away some wealth from us. Bishayin, remember this word, Bishayin will apply to everything, to fear, to hunger, and to losing the wealth. Naqsim min al-amwal, not the whole lot of wealth, but little bit out of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take away. Wal anfus, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us with taking away our beloved one, our son, daughter, parents, brother, sister, wife. Wasamarat, sometimes we're going to lose our in our business. We will do the wrong deal or there will be some loss in wealth. All these things will arise in our lives. What we should do? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give glad tidings to those who show and display the patience. If in this kind of circumstances and conditions, a mu'min is expressing his sabr and patience, he is not complaining, then what will be the reward? Alladhina idha asabatu musiba. Those believers, a true believers, when they are afflicted by any kind of calamity, hardship, qalu, immediately they say, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily, we are belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This one sentence, my brothers and sisters, is so well known amongst us. We all know this sentence, and we utter this sentence in our life somehow. But unfortunately, we have limited the meaning of this sentence, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Only we utter this ayat of the Quran when we heard the bad news of someone passed away. Whether it's our relatives, our friends, our colleague, any person we know, when we heard about him that he's gone, he died, then immediately the things we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But this is so profound ayat of the Holy Quran that is not only limited to the death of someone. Rather, this ayat should be applied in our daily lives. We are going through so many difficulties and hardships. Every difficulty, every hardship, it is a calamity. And this verse should be recited to remind us, in that bad situation, in that terrible condition, that look, we all are belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came in this world with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we possess, whatever we have in our hands, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah takes away something from His own property, what He will granted us for the time being, whether it's a wealth or it's a relatives or it's a health, is all the properties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the sole owner of each and everything. So what is the strange thing if the owner takes away his own item? It should not be surprise. Right? He has given to us for the period of time, temporary, and is taken away. So what's wrong with that? So this ayat will remind us, make us aware, that whatever you lost, it was not yours. We are crying, we are becoming sad because we think it was mine and I lost it. Like a small child, when you take away his toy, he cries. Because he thinks in his little mind that this toy belonged to me. This iPad is belong to me. I am the sole owner of this iPad and this toy. How someone else can take away from my hand, from my possession? That's why he's crying. We as the adult, mature people, should remember that nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi. And sooner or later, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are going to go back to our Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from where we came down in this world. So staying in this dunya is temporary. So if you recite this verse at the time of difficulty, immediately it will release your worry and concern and anxiety. This is like a tablet. When we have headache, we take Tylenol or, you know, Aleve or something to remove the headache. And it does, it works, right? So this is the tablet for our every anxiety, every worry, every loss. Whatever we lose, whether it's the material things or anything, you know, from our relatives or our friends, this tablet we have to take it immediately. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is not mine, it was belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has taken away through His wisdom. Why should I cry? Why should I feel sadness? Why should I worry about it? One day, Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered in his Mubarak chamber, and that was the room of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. It was night, dark. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had little lamp. That's all they used to use for the lightning. There was no electricity. And accidentally, that lamp off, switch off. And the whole room became dark. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha first time heard, like we have exception that this ayat only should be recited when someone passes away, when someone dies. So the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha immediately asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we never heard any news of someone dying in Madinah Munawwara. Why you have recited this ayat, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Surprise! I never heard before." So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, "Isn't it our lamp was on, now it went off, and it's all dark, and it's difficulty. We cannot see anything. Isn't it? We're going through with some test." She says, "Yeah, really, it is." So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This ayat we should recite at the time of every calamity, every problem. It's not only for the time when a person hears the news of death." And that's how Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha realized that it has very vast meaning. So we should keep in mind, whatever we heard bad news for anything, tire burst, lose the job, or heard someone is involved in accident, or you know anything kind of this, immediately we should recite this kalima, this ayat of the Holy Quran, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." It will give us a relax, and it will remove our anxiety. Immediately, inshallah, it will help us. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Ajaballi amril mu'min." It's very strange, the condition of the believers. "Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khairun." Every work, every act of the believer is good for him. "Walaysa dhalik li ahadin illa lil mu'min." And this special kind of, you know, quality is only granted to the believers. Non-believers, they do not have this kind of quality. What is that? "In asabatu sarra'u shakara." When a believer receives any good things, he appreciates immediately. This is the sign of the believer, iman, that he has been granted something good, useful, you know, making him happy. What he should do? He should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. Alhamdulillah. "Lain shakartum la azidannakum." Every small and big bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. It is the gift of Allah. So immediately when you receive any good news or any good condition, any good thing, what the believer says? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So by saying Alhamdulillah, that act or that thing becomes a beneficial, fruitful to that person, because he's appreciated the bounty of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to increase. On the other hand, "Wain asabatu darra'u." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afflicted something bad, terrible, painful, right? He cannot bear it. He cannot tolerate it. Asabatu darra'u, something he never expected. And this is what happened. What he does? He doesn't cry. What is his reaction? Sabar. He becomes patient. And because of showing the patient, that calamity, that problem, that hardship turns into khair. That calamity also becomes kafara for his sins. It removes and erases his sins from his book of deed because of the sabr and because of the patience. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, innama sabru in the sadmatil ula, that we should express our sabr, our patience immediately whenever we receive any bad news or we go through any condition. We should not delay it. First we are complaining, calling few people, you know, expressing our problem, then we showing the sabr and patience, because nothing has happened, no one helped us. Then we say, okay, what can we do? It's my takdir. It's too late. That sabr, patience should be same time, the moment you receive the bad news or you go through the bad condition. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was going through in jungle on his camel, and someone came across from Medina side and he gave him bad news that, oh, your brother passed away. He was just traveling on the camel. Immediately he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then he came down from the camel and he performed 2 rakat salatul sabr, and then he ride again. So that person was observing him, watching him, he said, Abdullah ibn Abbas, this is not time for salat. Why you came down from the camel and you performed salat? So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala explained, do you not remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Oh, who you believe, if you go through any difficulty, problem, hardship, what you should do? Be patient and ask assistance, help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the salat. So now you gave me bad news of the demise of my brother. It was very terrible for me. It's sad news. So immediately I showed the sabr. I said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I did not cry. I did not complain. That was the first part. Ista'inu bis sabr. Second part, then I performed the 2 rakat salat, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins of my brother, because I couldn't attend his funeral, his janazah, I'm far away. So this is, we should express anything we heard, any bad news we hear, then first thing we should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then second thing is that we should, you know, make 2 rakat salat and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, there are 3 kind of sabr. Allama explained. Number 1, sabrun ala ta'atillah. We have to make lots of sabr on the ibadat and prayers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, so question arises, what is the sabr on salah, on the ibadat? You say, practically, it is very difficult for us to leave the bed in the early morning when we hear azan, as-salatu khairun minan nawm. How many brothers come for Jummah Salat? The hall is full, the extension hall is full, the other room is full for Jummah Salat once in a week. How many people are coming for Fajr Salat? 10 to 15. Those are living in Fairfield. They all have cars, they all have time. No one start works at 5:30, no one. Right? But they're staying home. Maybe they are praying at home. I'm not saying that they are not praying Fajr Salat. But they are missing the Jamaat. Why? It is difficult. It is not that easy to remove your blanket. One saint said so beautifully that your iman cannot remove, or your amal cannot remove blanket, you know, in the morning from your face. How is going to protect you in the qabr from the azab? Think about it. Our iman is so weak, so fragile, it doesn't even have strength to remove blanket from our face in the early morning. And that iman we are taking to the qabr, that little iman, that weak iman, how is going to protect us from the azab of the qabr? We have to strengthen our iman. We have to make strong our iman so it can help us in the grave and hereafter. May Allah give us tawfiq to it. So it is very hard to perform all 5 times salah on time. Sometimes we are delaying, we are in the traffic, we are this and that. So many excuses for us not to pray salat or not to pray on time. So it is sabr. A person who is coming for Fajr Salat is making great sabr in patience, sacrificing. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so pleased. For every step, He is granting him the reward, removing his sins, elevating his status. For one step, 3 rewards. Why? Because he sacrificed. And Allah loves those who sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates his patience and his sabr. So we have to make sabr on the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, to stay hungry whole day, especially in the long days of the summer, is not easy to stay thirsty and hungry. But we are sacrificing for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. So we need lots of sabr on ita'at of Allah, on the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. The second kind of sabr, as-sabrun an ma'siyatillah. It's also required lots of kind of sabr and patience. That if you have to stay away from the sin, it is not easy. There are so many temptations around us. Very easily we can fall in the temptation. To protect ourselves, we need that inner energy, inner power. And that power is sabr. I like to do this, I like to go there. But no, Allah is forbidden, is haram. So, istinab to tarkul ma'asi or tarkul haram is required the sabr. And istinab min ash-shahawat also required a lots of sabr. And third kind of sabr, sabrun ala aqdar al-mu'limati, like making sabr on the unexpected condition, unexpected situation, thinking and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed, afflicted me from this kind of circumstances for reason. He wants to remove my sins. He wants to forgive me. He wants to elevate my status. And that's why I'm going through with this patient. So these are the 3 kind of sabr. And after this ayat of the 5 ayat which I just recited you, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna safa wal marwata min sha'airillah. The ayat of the Hajj. What is the sha'airillah? What is the safa in marwa? Safa in marwa is the sa'i we are doing because of the very holy family, Hadith Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hadith Hajra and Hadith Ismail alayhi salam. Right? And this is the sunnah of great Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, that a person who go for Hajj and Umrah, he has to go through with the sa'i and all this zamzam and all these things, right? When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam left Hazrat Hajra and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam at the place with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was there? That was all these 5 things. Wala nabluwannakum bi shay'in min al-khawf wal-ju' wa naqsin min al-amwal was-samarat wa bashshir as-sabirin. Wala nabluwannakum bi shay'in min al-khawf. That was the fear. Hazrat Hajra was with infant Ismail alayhi salam, little child, in Wadi Ghair Zizara. No human being was there. Total fear, anxiety. That was the hunger. There was nothing left. Little dates, and that also finished. That was the jur, that was the hunger. There was no money. Even she had the money, what is going to buy there? There was no store there. She was alone at that time. Samarat, there was no fruit. There was no well. There was nothing. Right? All these 5 tests was there, and Hazrat Hajra alone went through with all this calamity in problem at the same time, at the same place. What she does? When Hazrat Ibrahim Salam left her and is going back towards Palestine, she ran after Ibrahim Salam and asked 3-4 times, why are you leaving us? What wrong I have done? Please forgive me. And he is not replying because Allah did not allow him to even talk to her, his wife. Quietly he is moving forward. Then she said, Allahu امرك بهذا. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are acting in this way. You are so kind husband, so merciful. How can you act like this? This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said yes. Then immediately she said, فَإِذَا لَيُّذَا عَنَ اللَّهُ, that you go now. Because it's the command of Allah and I'm going to show my patience and don't worry, Allah is not going to destroy us. Immediately 360 degree turns. The same lady who just embraced Islam a year ago, she was a princess of the king of Egypt. She was not born Muslim. She was a kafira. After getting married to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, she became Muslimah. Right? And after, within 9 months, she got Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And within a few months, you know, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was born. Right? Look at how she turned. She became muwahida, mukhlisa, mutawakkila. You know, in the same time. Full ikhlas, full sincerity, full tawakkul on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala display after the sabr and patience of Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, if you go to Makkah, Medina, there is no fear, right? And there is no shortage of the food. Every fruit from every country, the best fruit is coming to Makkah, Medina. You know, from all over the world. Yes, only the date itself is more than 300 times. I mean, 300 types of the dates, only dates, one fruit. So many varieties available there. As for his people, when Hazrat Hajra was there, she was alone. No human being was there. Now you go 365 days, millions of people are there from all over the world. Is there any shortage of wealth today in Makkah, Medina? No. Most advanced city or most expensive city in the world is Makkah Mukarramah, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them because of the sabr and patience of Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, wealth and you know, prosperity and everything. So my brothers and sisters, this is the lesson for us. Whenever we go through any calamity, any problem, any hardship, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one. Look at the only two questions. That thing, whatever problem and hardship I'm going through, is Allah aware of it or not? Yes, Allah knows about it. And second question, is Allah has authority, power to remove this my calamity, this my condition or not? The answer is yes, absolutely. Allah has all the power to remove any calamity, any problem from our life. So the thing is that we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. Then we'll see the result and fruit of our ikhlas and our sincerity. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.